She smiled her smile, but he saw something new in her eyes, a hardness. He did not need to be a Force user to know that something was different.
"What happened to you?"
he asked.
"I just saw you on the net. I thought you were on Alderaan."
A veil fell over her eyes and closed her off. He'd never seen it before, not from her, though he imagined his own expression looked much the same when he was working.
"I was. That's part of what I want to talk about. I need your help. Can we go somewhere and talk?"
"This really is not a good time, Aaron."
"It's important."
He had a flash of fear, thinking the Jedi had caught wind of the Engspice delivery, had learned that he was to deliver it, and were intent on stopping him. But she said nothing about Engspice.
"It's a personal issue, Z-Man. Not something for the Order."
He breathed easier, even smiled at how silly his name sounded when she said it. Maybe it sounded that silly all the time. He shot a glance back down the hall at Nat's apartment. Closed and secure, like all the other doors in the hall. A blaster shot and an activated lightsaber had not even merited an open door. He had to get them both out of there. It was no place for a child. Aaron touched his arm.
"Are you all right?"
He let out a long breath and tried to shed some stress. He was overreacting. Since arriving on planet, he had taken all of the precautions he usually took. No one he didn't want to know knew of his relationship to Era or Nat, much less where they lived. Aaron had stumbled on him only because they were friends from way back, and she knew Nat's name. The man in the park had probably been nobody, just a random passerby.
"No, I'm all right. I do know a place we can talk. For old time's sake. But I may have to cut it short. I'm expecting a call."
Zerid could get the ping from Orin at any time. They walked out to the street and waited with a small crowd for a public speeder bus to arrive. They boarded and it pulled away. Zerid watched Nat and Era's building vanish below them. He tried to fill the pit in his stomach by telling himself that they would be fine. Vrath lingered outside the stairwell entrance to Zerid's apartment. His tracker had shown him Zerid's location before he'd gotten halfway up the stairs. An ambush, or just extreme cautiousness? Leaning against the crumbling brick wall, he eyed the tracker. It showed Zerid moving away on the speeder bus. Vrath had seen the woman who had accompanied him. It wasn't Nat. He activated his comlink and raised the rest of his team, all of whom were stationed at or near the Intilake spaceport.
"He's mobile, on a speeder bus, heading in your direction. I'm en route."